Hey, 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 happy Thursday, everyone. Thursday evening, second last week of November. My, 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 where does the time go? Hey, it's Mary Ann, and you are listening to Money Matters with Mary Ann. So we are going to be playing money-related themed songs for the next hour. And I've got some financial advice to throw in there. So tonight's topic is all about minimalism. I think I said that right. But basically being a minimalist, downsizing, living more simply. So I'm going to throw in some tips on how you can start that process if you haven't already. I think that's definitely a hot topic these days. Basically, there's so much stuff. And, you know, I think most of you can probably relate. When you look around your room or your house or your garage or your shed, or the fact that you need a garage and a shed and maybe several sheds to hold all your stuff. I shared a few months ago, there was an article out that the fastest growing industry in North America is storage units, because we need more places to put our stuff. And now we're actually paying money to store our stuff. So we just have way too much stuff. So minimalism is all about living more simply, getting rid of some of that stuff, and just really focusing on what's important to you. Ah, doesn't that sound delicious, amazing? I think it's space, right? It creates space in your life and just more freedom. There's something about that that gives you more freedom. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. And depending on how the show goes and how much time there is, because we are getting close to December, I will start talking about the holidays and some tips on what you can do to prepare and survive the holiday season from a financial perspective. So those are some of the things that are coming up. I'm going to kick things off with our Money Funny and then a few tunes before we get into the heart of the show. So the Money Funny I came across is from the States. So it's Dear IRS, which is the American equivalent of our CRA, Canada Revenue Agency. So we could just change that. Let's just change that. Dear CRA, I'm sending you this money because I cheated on my income tax and my conscience has been bothering me. If it doesn't stop, I'll send you the rest. I thought that was funny. I see so many people in my office on a regular basis that deal with income tax debt and owing the government. And many people who don't file their taxes because they know they're going to owe. And they think, well, what's the point in filing my taxes if I'm going to owe? And yeah, there's a point. So if you're not filing it, you're going to get hit with late filing fees and penalties. So you definitely want to avoid that. It's bad enough when you owe money other than having all those added to it. And Revenue Canada doesn't look very favorable upon those that don't file and don't make any attempt to. And so it can hinder your negotiating power with Revenue Canada or Canada Revenue Agency if you do owe them money. So it's my Money Funny followed up by a little tip there when you're dealing with outstanding taxes. All right. So we have a couple of tunes coming up. We have Prairie Oyster, Price to Pay. And we're following that up with Lover Boy, Working for the Weekend, for all of you who have to work this coming weekend. So enjoy those couple of tunes and then we'll get into the topic.
It weighs a lot, it costs a lot, and it's worth a whole lot more, but it's not something you could afford. anyway. 'Cause you weren't careful with my love. You lost the key to the door of my heart. Now there's a price you have to pay. You can shop around and look around, but you'll never find another one quite like this one any place. And believe me, it won't be easy to repair it this time, 'cause it's my heart and there's a price you have to pay. It's my heart and there's a price you have to pay. Enough is enough. You play too rough with my heart. Now there's a price you have to pay. There's nothing that I can do now. I can fix it, but it won't ever be the same. I can pick up all the pieces and start over somehow, but it's my heart and there's a price you have to pay. It's my heart and there's a price you have to pay. Enough is enough. You played too rough with my heart. Now there's a price you have to pay. Enough is enough. You played too rough with my heart. Now there's a price you have to pay. We'll be right back.
join me Monday nights, 8 to 10, Strange Conversations with Rafe. Up-and-coming East Coast and Canadian music, all those songs you love to sing along to, sometimes over the top, but always on the down low. Strange Conversations with Rafe, Monday nights, Cove FM.
Want the community to know about your business? Advertise in the Masthead News, your community newspaper. Reach out to 15,207 homes and more. Call 902-857-9099 now.
All right, and I am back, and you are listening to Money Matters with Marianne, and we are talking about minimalism. So having less and having space and enjoying more. So the interesting thing about living a minimalist life, I'm going to be stumbling on that word all night, I think, it is, as I was preparing for this and giving it some thought, the statement that I wrote down was, credit cards can't thrive in a minimalist environment, but you can. And I think that says a lot about the topic and the purpose and the benefit. And so minimalism is just simply having less or buying less, purchasing less. So kind of getting away from that consumerism attitude. And of course, you know, we're this is the time of year to talk about that because we're coming into a huge consumer market, which of course is Christmas, and everyone feels the pressure to spend more, buy more, do more. And I'm right up there. I set a budget for the holidays. I have a couple of children, and I find that, you know, I'm kind of on target, on track, but I'm looking at my list and what I've purchased, and I'm feeling very pressured to buy more gifts for my kids. Now, if they're listening to the radio show, they're at home going, yay, yes, mom, do that. And because that's just kind of how we are, right? And we want to make people happy and we want to give them lots of stuff. And but I, you know, like many people, I don't want to go over budget, and two, I don't want to use credit or some other source to get through the holidays, because that's been a habit in the past when the income's been tight and hasn't supported it. So that's kind of what we're talking about with minimalism. So I have a few tips for you tonight. I have six of them actually, and you know, this is just the tip of the iceberg. There's so many different things that you can do, but I'm going to share these with you just to kind of get this topic started, and I'm sure you'll hear some more from me on that in future shows. So the first one has to do with clothing. And so, yeah, I can definitely feel some of you out there nodding, going, know what you mean, too many clothes. And it's not just us ladies that have closets full of clothes. It's you men too. In fact, recently my husband went through his closet and cleaned out a whole bunch of stuff that doesn't fit him. In fact, he has clothes that date back well a long time. Mine, not so much. I have a lot more than him, I will readily admit. But I do purge and go through and get rid of old stuff quite often. So unfortunately, I tend to replace it sometimes with new stuff. Well, new to me might mean Frenchies or thrift stores, but new to me. So, okay, number one, let's stop talking about me and start sharing some tips. So pack all of one kind of clothing item in a box, so sweaters, shoes, etc. So you would have different boxes for different ones. And for the next month, take out only what you need. After 30 days, consider donating what's left over. So you see where I'm going with this. So it's a method to help you look at what is it that you actually need or you actually want out of your clothing. One of the things that I do, and I've been doing for a few years, is I use the hang the clothes backwards trick. So all my clothes go in my closet with the clothes hangers all the right way. So that my right way, I meant, might not be your right way, but I think you know what I mean. And as I wear an item, I turn the hanger backwards. And so at some point, I start that every season. So I just started it a few weeks ago. And probably in about another 2 or 3 weeks, I'll go through my closet and I'll look at the clothes I haven't worn yet. And I'll make a point to wear them. And if I find that I'm trying them on and taking them off and not wearing them more than a couple times, they get pulled out of the closet and they go in my pile to go to the consignment shop. shop or the thrift store. So that's another little trick. So what this does is it definitely helps you sort your loves from your, you know, they're okay. And how awesome would it be to actually love all the clothes you put on, not only a percent of them? And I know that many of you can relate to that. And you know, my hands raised, because there's many clothes that I put on just simply because I have them, not because I love them. In fact, there's a blazer in my closet I've been threatening to get rid of, myself threatening, probably for 2 years, but I won't. Simply because the color of it goes with a few of my dresses, and it's the only blazer I have with that color, but I don't really like it. And so I keep saying I'm going to get another one, or, you know, a sweater or cover up or something, and I get rid of it. And I think I'm going to have to get rid of it and then have the space to find what I'm looking for. So there's a couple tips on clothing and how you can start to minimalize your clothes. Actually, the second one's on clothing as well. So number two, put a week's worth of clothes in a suitcase as if you're going on a trip. Then wear only what you've packed for those 7 days and see how it feels to work with a smaller wardrobe. So I've heard a lot of good things about having a smaller wardrobe. It's less time. You don't have to think so much about what you're wearing. It's important to buy things that mix and match so that you can make several different outfits. I mean, there's clothing companies that are built on this. So if you do this and you find that you don't even wear all the items you've packed, if you're an overpacker like me, so I swear that I always pack twice as much than I need, then, you know, you get a sense of what you actually need or what you actually will wear. And as a bonus, of course, it helps you get dressed faster because you have less options. So less options equals more speed. So there's a couple other tricks that you can try with clothing. You can organize them in themes. So you can organize them by color, for example, so you can pick things that go together. You can organize them by type. So something I read recently was this would have been a person that wore very specific clothes in the day, so business attire, and in the evening was more kind of casual, you know, comfy wear. And so there were two sections of clothes, day wear and night wear. And so it made it easier when picking them out. And I've even heard of people putting together outfits. So going through their closet and creating, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 outfits for the week. And they're right there in your closet, you know, the pants or skirt and top and jacket and tie and, you know, whatever else you're wearing with them. They're all there organized on a hanger, which I thought was interesting. So those of you who wear uniforms are going, yeah, whatever, we don't have to do any of that. We just wear our uniform every day. It's great. It's simple. We love it. Actually, I'd love to hear from some of you who have uniforms. Do you love it? Is it great? Is it fantastic? Does it save you time? My BFF wears a uniform to work. So there you go. I don't know if you're listening, Twyla, but I'll quiz you on that one later. And I'll post a little questionnaire on Facebook and see if I can't get some feedback. So those were the first couple of tips of 6 on starting to minimalize your stuff and living life more simply. So we got another tune coming up, and 2 tunes, actually. These are 2 tunes with gold in the title because gold has to do with money. And the first one is The Gold Rush is Over by Hank Snow. And then that's followed up by with Neil Young, After the Gold Rush. So The Gold Rush is Over, and After the Gold Rush, we'll find out what happens once it's over. So enjoy these tunes. The weather is popped in between the two. And then I'll be back to share the next 2 tips on minimalism. I'm getting better at saying that already.
Oh, the gold rush is over, so honey, bye-bye. Stake out your claim now on some other guy. I've wined you and dined you, tell my money is gone. But the gold rush is over and the bonds rush is on. Now when I had the money, honey, things were just fine. Spent my money like I was mine, but now you mistreat me 'cause my money is gone. So gold digging, mama, you can start moving on. You shoveled out the sweet talk when the pay dirt was paid. Now all you shovel out is just a dirty dig. Well, stop digging, honey, 'cause you're wasting your time. This old gravy train is at the end of the line.
Oh, the gold rush, gold is so honey, bye-bye. Stake out your claim now on some other guy. I've wined you and dined you, tell my money is gone. But the gold rush is over and the bond rush is gone. Prospecting all around on the side, but this old mule now has had his last ride. So stop walking, woman, cause your grubstake is gone. The gold rush is over and the bond rush is on. Oh, the gold rush is over, so honey, bye-bye. Stake out your claim now on some other guy. I've wined you and dined you, tell my money is gone. But the gold rush is over and the bond rush is on.
The Trellis Cafe in Hubbard's is your destination for real food and live music.
We offer delicious, fresh food made with local ingredients.
There's free Wi-Fi, local art, and a sunny patio.
Join us Thursday evenings for an acoustic jam session kitchen party.
On Friday and Saturday nights, we have live music. We are open 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. Sunday to Wednesday and 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Thursday to Saturday.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter or at trelliscafe.com.
The Trellis Cafe, 2200 Highway 3 in Hubbard's.
Well, I dreamed I saw the knights in armor come and saying something about a queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming and the archers split the tree. There was a fanfare blowing to the sun that was floating on the breeze. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 1970s. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 1970s. I was lying in a burned out basement with the full moon in my eyes. I was hoping for replacement when the sun burst through the sky. There was a band playing in my head, and I felt like getting high. I was thinking about what a friend had said. I was hoping it was a lie. Thinking about what a friend had said, I was hoping it was a lie. Flying mother. sun. Flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new home.
People from our communities talking to our communities. 88.7 Cove FM.
Broadcasting to you live from Hubbards, Nova Scotia. And I'm Marianne, and you're listening to Money Matters with Marianne right here on Cove FM. All right, so we are talking about minimalists and minimalism and basically living life more simply. And so I have, I don't know if it's a definition of minimalism, but it's a definition. So minimalism is the intentional promotion of the things we most value and the removal of anything that distracts us from it. So I think that says it quite nicely. So I'm sharing some tips on how you can go about purging, getting rid of stuff that doesn't matter as much so that you are left with what really matters to you, or make room for what matters the most. So number three, make non-spending into a game. How many days can you go without buying clothes, non-essential trinkets, or little rewards for yourself? When you do buy something, start over the next day and see if you can beat your record. I think that that's a great strategy. It's also something really fun that you could share with your kids and make that a group game that the family can do. And you can even report, you know, over dinner or movie night or whatever, how you're doing and who went the longest. I've not ever tried this. I think it's a great idea and definitely something that I want to play with. And so, you know, what are those little trinkets or rewards for yourself? It's just all that little non-essential stuff. So it could be junk food at the corner store or a coffee for most women, and I am generalizing. You know, it might be clothing or accessories. And for men, again, I'm generalizing, you know, maybe tools or that kind of thing. And of course, for men, it can be clothes, and women, it can be tools. So so see how you do. Make non-spending a game and see how long you can go. Again, we're heading into a tough time of year for that one. But hey, if you can do it this time of year, you can do it anytime. Number four, after your next grocery trip, see how long you can go without buying food again. So this one is kind of like the last one. You'll be surprised how creative you can be with leftovers. Plus, it trains you to use what you have and reduce food waste. So again, this is something you can do on your own. You can do with the family. I know I kind of do that on an informal basis, not really intentionally, but I do try to get a large grocery order when I get paid. I get paid twice a month. And, you know, and my wish, my hope is that that would last me till the next pay, which of course never happens because you run out of those kind of non-essentials. But I'm trying to pay attention to what are the things that are coming up that, you know, I tend to be running to the store for, because pretty much everybody knows if you go to the store for that one thing you need, you walk out of there with way more than that one thing you need. So I think that's a neat little trick, and one that definitely I'm going to play around with. So those are number two and three. And three and four, can't count tonight. And so five and six are coming up shortly. So we are talking about minimalism, downsizing, having less of the less important and more of the more important. And I am encouraging you all to look around where you are right now. If you are sitting in a room in your house, and just look around at all the stuff that you have in your house, and start thinking about what is most important and least important to you. Or think about those areas in your house where you just don't really want to go, like a closet or a storage space or a basement or an attic or your son's bedroom. Yes, I'm referring to you, Julian, if you're listening to this. And those places that just have way too much stuff in them. So a couple songs coming up. Let's see, what do we have? We have Donna Summer, She Works Hard for Her Money. And so definitely she wants to hang on to that, not spend it on a whole bunch of stuff. And then Community Calendar's coming up. And after that, Chuck Berry, No Money Down. So a couple more money tunes to keep you entertained with the music segment of the show tonight. And then I'll be back. We'll be right back.
I was motivating back in town, I saw a Cadillac sign say, no money down. So I eased on my brakes and I pulled in the drive, gunned my motor twice, then I walked inside. Dealer came to me, said, trade in your Ford and I'll put you in a car and eat up the road. Just tell me what you want and then sign that line and I'll have it brought down to you in an hour's time. I'm gonna get me a car and I'll be headed on down the road. Then I won't have to worry about that broken down ragged boy. Well, mister, I want a yellow convertible, Ford Dodeville, with a Continental spare and a wide chrome wheel. I want power steering and power brakes. I want a powerful motor with a jet off take. I want air condition. I want automatic heat. I want a full Murphy bed in my back seat. I want shortwave radio. I want TV and a phone. You know I gotta talk to my baby when I'm riding alone. Yes, I'm gonna get that car and I'm gonna head on down the road. Yeah, then I won't have to worry about that broken down ragged Ford. I want four carburetors and two straight exhausts. I'm burning aviation fuel no matter what they cost. I want railroad air horns and a military spot. And I want a 5-year guarantee on everything I got. I want $10 deductible. I want $20 notes. I want $30,000 liability. That's all she wrote. I'm got me a car and I'm headed on down the road. No money down. I don't have to worry about that broken down ragged Ford.
Nothing worse than a broken down ragged Ford. And boy, we're talking about minimalism. Well, I think he's got to shorten his want list for his car because, my goodness, there was a whole bunch of stuff that he wanted in there. So I came across this quote that I think also sums up the topic for tonight, minimalism, quite nicely. And it goes like this. It's not really a quote, but it's a saying. For the longest time, I thought I needed to be more organized. Now I know I just needed less stuff. Can you relate to that? So we're talking about minimalism, downsizing, purging, getting rid of stuff that you don't need, and just keeping what's important to you or making room for stuff that's most important to you. I said that I would share 6 tips on how you can start that process. And so that's what I've been doing. We've done the first 4 and I have 2 more for you. All right, here we go. Number 5, before you walk into a store, make a list or stop and ask yourself exactly what you're going to buy. Then make a beeline for those items and head to the cashier. Yeah, this is one that I definitely struggle with. I do make lists. Sticking to them is a challenge. I do tend to pick up other things. So I actually went to the grocery store last night with my with one of my children, and I had 5 things on the list, and I said, that's it, I'm going in, I'm getting the 5 things and I'm getting out. I didn't. I picked up 2 extra things, but they were things that we needed that weren't on the list. So this is a work in progress for me. So it's a great habit to get into if you can pull it off. It is very, very challenging. So a couple other points on the shopping habits that you can do or avoid. And I'm sure you've all heard, don't shop while you're hungry. And if you've never actually put that to the test, put it to the test. It is so true. You buy so much more when you're hungry. So one of the little tips that I do, little trick, is if I go, because I go shopping after work quite often, one, I'll either have snacks in my car so I can have something to eat on the way there, or two, I'll head right for the deli and I'll look for something that's 50% off and I'll grab that, or, you know, a bag of, whatever, nuts and berries or whatever. What am I trying to say? Trail mix. That's it. Yes, trail mix. And I'll munch on that while I'm shopping and it takes the edge off. Another thing I shared recently that I read on a blog that I thought was a great idea is you put the things that are on your list in the main part of the cart, everything impulse you put in the other section of the cart, there's usually more than one section, and you set a goal to put at least three things back before you go up to the cash, which I thought was kind of neat. I haven't tried that one yet. So that is number five. Number six. So you can do, I said to do this earlier, so I'm going to formalize it now. Look around one room in your home. Okay, so if you're in a room in your home, just take a minute and look around. If you were to suffer a natural disaster and lose everything you see, what would you miss? Would you feel relieved if certain items were lost? This is such a great and a fast way to put things in perspective. And it's really interesting. I mean, my husband and kids would definitely say things different than I would. And so it's really very personal. And so I was giving this some thought as I was sitting in my living room. And, the things that aren't in that situation, the things that aren't replaceable are the things that I would take. And so tonight I'm wearing a necklace that my grandmother gave me. That's something that I would want to take with me. It has sentimental value. It means something to me. I have a beautiful salt lamp in my living room. I love it. I'm not going to take it with me because it's replaceable. I wouldn't get rid of it now. I get a lot of enjoyment from it. There's a lot of health benefits to it. I love the glow in the room. It's just something very soothing and calming. So again, it's a great exercise. And really that's kind of the purpose. It is the purpose of the show and the topics I bring up is just to get you thinking about your finances a little bit differently, get you thinking about your life a little bit differently, and maybe put a few things into perspective or focus that weren't. Or sometimes, you know, there's a surprise and you just learn something new. So that concludes our talk on minimalism and some tips on starting to move in that direction. But I think this is a great topic, so you'll definitely hear some more from me on that one as we go along. So we're getting to the top of the hour, and I do want to mention Christmas. I know, ugh, groan. Yes, there are 32 days between now and Christmas Day. And so it is time to seriously start celebrating or seriously start planning, depending on where you are in that process. So if you've already planned and things are going great, then, you know, sit back, take a nice deep breath, sigh, relax, feel calm and pat yourself on the back. If my words are stressing you out, then it might be time to sit down and get your game plan in place for the next 31 days. I didn't say 32 because that day's Christmas. So just a couple of tips to get you started on that, and I will be sharing a few of those on each show. Oh, first of all, avoid using credit. Yeah, do you know that there was a recent survey put out, and I can't remember the percent, and I went looking for it. Do you think I could find it? But it basically said Canadians are still paying off last year's purchases. So if you've had a balance on your credit card since last year and you used your credit card, you're still paying off last year's Christmas gifts. Isn't that a depressing thought? I'm not here to depress you. And certainly just simply stopping something when you're kind of caught in the rut of it is a challenge. But definitely if you're using credit for Christmas, you want to get off that bandwagon. And I'm always sharing tips on how you can do that. As part of that statistic, I also read that it was something like 15% of people were going to payday loans for Christmas. That's crazy. Don't do that. And this goes back to what I was talking about, is we just have this insane desire to spend so much stuff. And there's so many things you can do for the holidays that don't cost much. And I know I've lived it and breathed it for many years while we were, you know, struggling off of one income and trying to make ends meet during our child rearing years and high daycare costs, etc. So the second tip is figure out your spending plan because you only have so many paychecks left to Christmas. I wrote this down and I realized I have two pays left till Christmas. And so even though I have a plan and I'm on track, I felt that panic. And I'm actually going to sit down and just revisit my plan and make sure that everything's good because I only have two paychecks left before Christmas. So think about that as part of your plan. What is your strategy? What are you going to do? How are you going to get through Christmas with the money you have or, not using credit, or if you are using credit and you have to and there's no other option, then how are you going to get that paid off the first part of the year so you're not paying it right through to next year? Okay, well, guess what? My time is up. We have Lash LaRue coming up with the 80s at 8. It's a great show, and I hope you've been catching it because I've been tuning in when I leave here, and he always has a wonderful theme and plays some really great songs. So with that, I am going to wish you all happy, healthy finances. I hope that you've taken away some little tidbits from what I've said that help you improve your financial life. And so it's, if it's good, make it great. I'm gonna end things off with our Monty Python money song, and then I put another tune in after that, just as we close down, coming up to the top of the hour. So have a great evening, everyone, and I'll be back next week to talk some more about money matters.
I've got 90,000 pounds in my pajamas. I've got 40,000 French francs in my fridge. I've got lots of lovely lira, now the Deutschmark's getting dearer, and my dollar bills would buy the Brooklyn Bridge. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing quite as beautiful as cash. Some people say it's folly, but I'd rather have the lolly. With money you can make a splash. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing like a newly minted pound. Everyone must hanker for the butchness of a banker. It's accountancy that wakes the world around. You can keep your Marxist ways, but it's only just a phase. For it's money, money, money makes